This meeting is always being recorded. Thank you, Zoom, for reminding us. Welcome
What's up,
to
everybody?
The podcast.
Hello.
Yeah, like this is it's kind of cool. Sorry about the confusion on times.
But
it worked out.
It's a good. It works out for one reason. Because if you're subscribed, but you forgot to hit the bell to get notifications, then you probably didn't get the notification that this started late. So make sure you hit the bell so that if we do start late or at a different time or we pre-record something, that you get notified that there's new content for you.
Yeah. So we already have four people watching just like that.
Yeah, can I just say congratulations to us because we hit 60.
Yeah, we jumped 10 in a week. That was awesome.
Yeah, we shattered it. So yeah. I say big thanks to Dan. I call him Dan. Everybody knows I call him Dan because we're just real tight. So, but for those that don't know, Daniel Warren Johnson. So,
yes, Dan. I was calling him Dan the whole time, so it's okay.
I said it Dan the other day, and somebody was like, Dan. They're like, are you referring to? I said, yep.
Yeah, because we're bros now.
Listen, the six people that are in here, comment. We want to hear from you guys because this is how we're going to give out something today because we hit our milestone of 50. So John wants to show off a few things. I've got two books here. He's got a couple there. This is for the person that comments or entertains us or makes us just happy or laugh the most. So talk to us. I've got comments up. You've got comments up there too.
I do.
On your end. Yeah. Yep. So we can see everything you guys say. Let's see. Just start it off right. What do you got for books?
Well, I've got some cool shit. So I've got...
You show me yours, and I'll show you mine.
This is a Three Rivers Comic Con red foil stamped Mercy Sparks number one, signed by Josh Blaylock.
Yeah,
I know it was because I literally watched him do this. So, yeah. And that was from the 2019 show.
Kids say that's fire. It's fire.
I have a first Batman Beyond in the comics, and I have a Three Rivers Comic Con gold foiled. Signed Red Sonja Campbell cover, signed by Campbell and Amy Chu. They do come with an autograph signature thing. Not like,
can I comment?
If you
can I
if
comment?
You send it to like CBCS, they'll take it, but CGC won't. Just so you know, but it's good times.
There,
it's good times.
There, I commented, and then I have these two. I've got Static Shock number one. I think it's a 1 in 15 or a 1 in 25, and then I've got an ambassador exclusive for Donny Cates Baby Teeth number 17. So sweet. I've got those to add to that as well.
I have a couple one or two more things to add to it, and I'm going to put this in a store folio, and I will send it to the store of the winner. And they can pick it up at their local store. And that'll be it. I do
stick around till the end.
Yeah, I will tell you, I will be pulling at least one more book out of my personal collection to donate to this as a thank you. So I don't know what it'll be, but it'll probably be something half decently cool. It might be a first appearance. I mean, I have like three first binaries, so it might be one of those.
I'm laughing because we're doing this podcast and my cat has been sick for 3 days, and in the other room I just hear like as he's squirting diarrhea all over the side
gross cat poops, never good. So some NDC housekeeping. We're going to be at Neo Comic Con up by Cleveland in North Olmsted this Sunday. The show is from 10 to 6. It's going to be a good time. I will be there. It's in an indoor soccer field. Tony Isabella, who helped create Black Lightning, will be there. There's a couple other local guys that are going to be up there too. A lot of comics. It's going to be a lot of fun, but for it's only for 6 hours. So come check it out. It'd be a good time. Then, you know, as always, the Saturdays VFW sale still going on, still a quarter. Still go check that out. And then in a couple, or next weekend, not this coming one, but the one after that, we have the Butler anniversary sale. And then the following weekend after that is Free Comic Book Day. And then in between those two dates, crazy Ron Friend signing. And he is going to be joining us next week on the podcast. I believe that will be at 8. I will double check it. I will post it early. Whatever time I post on there is what time we're doing it. but he has decided that he is comfortable enough with technology to try to make it work for us. So he's going to be from his studio at home. And we're going to be picking the brain of the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Friends. Super great guy. Like probably one of the nicest people I know in comics in general. So
he drew the black suit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
and then he drew the red and blue Superman suits.
Yeah. So he drew the black suit.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you hate the red and blue Superman suits, it's still iconic and it still signifies a certain era of Superman. So to be able to do that is still pretty big. Yeah. The fact that it didn't, you know, take off, I don't know if that's necessarily the artist's fault as much as it is the publisher's fault, you know, but it's still awesome.
Ron went to a bachelor party with Ron Friends?
What? Of course he did. Ron went to a bachelor party with Ron Friends.
We're going to need we're going to need that whole story somehow.
He was also on SNL.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he was on he was like one of the background cast people on an episode that John Manganiello or whatever his last name is was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you were
all Pittsburgh-y?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Comments. I'm trying to have a hard time keeping up with them now. This is great.
Mike's asking if Mighty Thor is starting to gain steam. And I think, Mike, when the announcement first happened about Gore, I saw, you know, things just like skyrocket with that series. And then it's kind of cooled down now. So I think once we get closer to the release of that movie, it's going to start to gain more steam. But, oh, he's asking about Mighty Thor. That would have been God of Thunder. I don't know if Mighty Thor is gaining steam yet. I'll have to look. I know the God of Thunder is.
Are you talking about like
he's talking about Mighty Thor, the Jane Foster run that Jason Aaron did.
Yeah. Been gaining steam for a while though, because it was gaining steam because of because it led into Lady Thor, like the Jane Foster Thor. And then, you know, that Lady Thor run also was the Jane Foster Thor was also being pushed up like that. So sorry, I'm just trying to prep the book covers for tonight. I was like, I should probably push those up.
There were so many books and I flip flop between and I read like all the ones I told you that I was gonna cover. But then I finally did a couple different ones. Just between this week, there was a ton of books this week. And then last week missing, you know, because we didn't do reviews last week. So there were so many books to go over.
Ted, I was going to do Moon Knight, but then you said you were going to do it. And I was like, I'll just let him do it. Like, it's just,
I figured you weren't going to do it because it was last week and we were talking about this week. So I was like, I could probably do this and be safe. So,
I mean, I was thinking about it, but it was like,
did you read it?
I didn't yet. I'm going to probably do it after this. So, cause like I have a couple books I wanted to catch up with from last
week.
I did like, catch up on a lot of stuff, though. Like, I finally caught up on all those colored Walking Dead books.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, hey, most of my stack is gone. I can read other things now.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. And I rebagged and boarded the Green Lantern books I bought at the con, which we'll talk a little bit about later, because we're going to talk about we're calling it comic goals tonight. So the idea is, like, what are some awesome stuff that we as comic collectors want in our collection? Like, what are the top three books that we're gonna want in our collection that we don't have? And, like, if you have a specific run you're trying to fill in, what are those runs? We'll talk about those after new books, and we'll go from there. But you're not wrong, there was a lot of freaking books. Actually, I think I got more last week than I did this week, but because of last week not being in the mix, because of Dan hanging out, it was a lot of stuff to catch up on. And yeah, I was like, ugh, God. So sorry, I'm just bagging a couple things while we're talking.
Oh, you're fine.
Mostly the all the undercover covers for Money Shot, or the undressed covers for Money Shot, and the Sweet Paprika one.
The sweet. So, what's the? That's a spinoff of the original series with the angel and the demon that have like a relationship together that he did. Unsacred.
Yeah.
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 I didn't realize that at first because I got the Art Germ Virgin cover for that. Let me see if I have it here.
Well, the Art Germ's cover is the regular cover.
Yeah, but then there was the Virgin
cover.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I ended up with the main cover.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So. Well, the Virgin cover, it wasn't going for anything online.
Yeah.
Like, when can you get an Art Germ Virgin cover for cover price? Right. You know? So,
well, but then I mean, opened we still the had book. Some at the Ohio store yesterday because I had like four or five of them on the shelf that I was slinging all day. So
people need to get down to Ohio. I opened the book and I was like, yep, this is just like Unsacred.
Yeah. So I guess I'll start and I'll just talk about it then.
Okay. So yeah, start with that one.
All right. So, Sweet Paprika. If you're like into like chibi manga style stuff, like if you're into the like Andolfo style, like this book is perfect for you. It's got angels and demons and demon angels. Paprika grows up to be a lady boss, but she's like, she doesn't really find super love, and then like she's just having a hard time adjusting with herself. And she kind of dates this like angel guy for a while. There is a lot of adult themes toward the very end. Really, really adult themes. Like, don't give this book to your kids, unless they know what sex is.
So there's no. So we're not doing interiors, right? No interior.
Right. No shots interior shots for that at all.
I don't think there's a page on there that you could show.
You can't like the first couple pages actually.
Like maybe a panel.
Yeah. Like the first like. I don't know. The first like three or four panels is probably good, but like the first page, like she's playing with dolls and the dolls, like she tries to have them have sex and her parents are like, her dad's like, what are you doing? You can't do that. And the mom's like, well, we got to teach her about it. And then it's just kind of like a awkward coming of age thing for the rest of the way through the book. But I was surprised how graphic it got, really, honestly. Yeah. But it was pretty good. So
I wasn't, but that's just, I don't know. This creeps me out less than that one that he did with the girl that was like a half pig.
Unnatural. I liked Unnatural a lot more.
Yeah.
I liked Unnatural a lot more. Yeah.
I was like, nope, I'm out.
It's all good.
So. Carl's trying to finish. He wants to finish Amazing Spider-Man. So good luck with that. That's about as ambitious as Ron, me trying
Green
to finish
Arrow Volume One. Fuck, it's gonna be
expensive. I'm messing around with cards on my table. I'm like covering my face.
Sorry. All right.
What do I got
for you? Amazing Fantasy.
Oh my god! This book. First of all, this cover.
I know, right?
Freaking amazing. Just the whole thing. Please read this book, people.
This is the third time they've done an Amazing Fantasy, though.
It's really cool what they did with this take. I don't recall all of the other ones, but this has three characters that it follows. It's got Captain America, Black Widow, and Spider-Man. And they're going through their history as they would in, you know, the comics, and something happens to them and they wake up and they're on this island. So, you know, Cap's on a ship and they're looking for U-boats during World War II, and they blow up and, you know, he falls in the water and he comes up to shore and he's on this island. And he sees, you know, this huge winged beast that he's riding on in this cover swoop down. So he knows he's kind of thinks it's like Nazi experiments. He's not sure. Yeah. And then it cuts to Black Widow, and she's trying to escape the Red Room. She's a lot younger, and something happens to her. She blacks out, and a mysterious figure grabs her, and she ends up on this island. And then the same thing happens to Spider-Man fighting the Green Goblin. And the ending of this book is what really got me to say, okay, I'm going to read all five issues of this. Okay. It has a really nice twist at the end. I'm thinking like, okay, Amazing Fantasy, maybe they're on Weird World or something like that. But I don't think that's what this is. So I honestly, this gets like 10 thumbs up for me. This is Care. Is that how you say it? Care Andrews?
Yeah.
Writing and illustrating and doing an amazing job of it. And doing some different styles for each character. So like Cap has a different style. And then there's a different style for Black Widow. And then for Spider-Man, Spider-Man's kind of more poppy, cartoony, old school Spider-Man look. So the fact that you had the same artist that's doing these different styles, I thought was really cool as well. So please, you guys have to pick this book up. It's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was surprised you didn't send me any interior shots, but
I wanted to, but it was like, it was so hard to pick which ones. There was a lot, and I'm like, if I sent you one, it was going to end up being like 10. So
it's all good. All right. So my second book is Batman Secret Files Huntress.
It's an awesome cover.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing about this that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it was a very boring story to me. It starts out where she like breaks back into her own apartment and she talks about how Vile poisoned her, and since she's been recovered from it, she can kind of see other people that have been poisoned by Vile. And like, you get halfway through the book before she actually gets back out there going to beat more people up and do Huntress-y type things. There's a lot of swearing in this book though, which I thought was kind of interesting.
It's not Black like, Label.
It's not. Well, like they don't say it, but they censor it. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay.
But the art's fairly good. And like when the Huntress actually is doing Huntress-y things, it's very like that part's really good. I just felt that it was a little. Like, it just really, the pacing was slow. Just very, very slow at the beginning. And that was my biggest problem with it.
I didn't pick that one up, but I'm excited. I think the next Secret Files is Clown Hunter.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for that one. That's that new character that they have in Batman. It's that teenage kid. He has like a bike helmet on with a mohawk, and he just runs around with a baseball bat and kills Joker's, you know, goons. So I'm like, what a cool idea for a character.
Right. All right. So your next book is Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. This one was from 2 weeks ago or from last week. And I thought, well, it's all sold out. I don't know what the other stores have, but I'm pretty sure they were all sold out also. So if anybody
didn't get this, by the end of today, probably, definitely.
But. Yeah, if you didn't get this yet, then make sure you go to the store and put down for a second print, because it's easily going to go to a second print. But this is a reintroduction to Moon Knight. After the events of Avengers, the Avengers have set Moon Knight up with a therapist. They have Khonshu, I think that's how you say god's name. And he is in a prison on Asgard. And Moon Knight still feels like he has to do the work. He is the Fist of Khonshu. And he is going to go out in the streets and he's going to protect his piece of land, his neighborhood. And that's kind of what he's doing. So you've got some back and forth where he's telling some interesting stories from all these different perspectives, because he obviously has dissociative identity disorder or something.
Yep.
So he has that, and he has several identities. And they kind of give you like a reintroduction to those. But for the most part, you know, it's a little bit of therapy and then a little bit of action in the streets. He meets this new character while he's fighting, and this guy's kind of fighting and beating this guy down. And Moon Knight's like, hey, I'm sorry. I should have, you know, this is what I was trying to do, but thanks for your help. And then this new character turns out to be not just some rando guy that he meets on the street. And we've got a new main character that looks like he's going to be the protagonist in this.
Cool.
He is somebody that also worships Khonshu, but maybe a little differently. So the art is fantastic. It kind of has like a little anime-ish kind of vibe, like a modern anime.
I don't mind it.
There's that. What's that guy's name? It's like Del Simon or Del Simone. He's the guy that does the artwork for that. We only find them when they're dead. This kind of has that similar style, just not colored the same. But overall, like, you know, it was a really good book. The last time I read Moon Knight was the Cullen Bunn one, which was pretty decent. That was the Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
And while you see Mr. Knight in this, this is very different. I think this is going to go more of the ways of that one that David Finch did back in like, was that like early 2000s?
Was that one just Moon Knight, or was that one of the ones that was the Mark Spector Moon Knight?
No, this was the one that was just Moon Knight, where he had cut off Bushwhacker's face and was being, haunted by him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think this has more of that vibe than the Cullen Bunn one, but still a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I will let you know that I hopped up on Comic Hub real quick to see if any of the stores do have that main cover. Both Mills and Butler still have a couple left. So if anyone needs one, comichub.com. Look for us, or ndcomics.com, hit shop, go to Butler or Mills. You can get it mailed to you super easy. For cheap, son, or you can pick it up in your store.
Simone DeMio. Mike Barilla let me know. So,
all right. My last book, Vinyl number 2. So, this is definitely Doug Wagner. it kind of fleshed out a little bit more of the story, for sure. The main character is a serial killer. He recruits these twins to help him kill more people and to save the other girl. So they're doing like an assault on that Daisy farm or sunflower farm that had all the people in the basement. There's a lot of killing, and they start to explain the teddy bear mask a little bit more. The art is still phenomenal. the writing is great. It's still weird. If you like weird horror, creepy, like, almost like crime books, like, check it out.
Yeah,
I did have someone pick up number one, I think last week up in Cranberry, and I was like, you should probably read Plastics before you read this. but they checked it out, so it was pretty good. But I nice. Enjoy that book a lot. I think it's great. So, all right, your last book.
Yes.
Ba-bam.
And it's not even like a full book. So this is part of that Skybound. It's that 5-issue mini series where they're doing a bunch of little tales. And this book has an original story inside of it. So, I mean, the other ones are all original stories too, but this is a brand new. This isn't a takeoff of, like, you know, they were doing Rick Grimes 3000. This is a completely new story. It's called Sea Serpent's Heir. And this is following Ayla, I think is how you say her name. And she lives in this little fishing village, and her mom is gone, and she's staying with her aunt. It kind of had, like, you know, like a little Cinderella feel, like these aunts that don't want her to go and right. do anything. And she starts to hear this voice calling to her, and she's going out and looking for the voice that's speaking to her. And then she wakes up, and it's a dream. And
you said looking for the voice, not being on the voice, right?
Yeah, looking for the voice, not being on the voice. So this voice is telling her that she's more than what she is. And this is an example of the artwork. It's just gorgeous. And she doesn't understand what this voice is talking about. And then she wakes up and she's like, oh, okay. It was just, you know, it's just dreaming. She tells her little crab guy here, that's like her friend. She's like, don't let me eat before bedtime. I don't want to have these dreams. And then it cuts to these weird creatures talking, and they're saying, you know, did you get through to her? And they said, I think we did get through to the fish scaled or the scaled girl. And you previous panel, I went back and looked, like, what are they talking about? And you can see where she had her arm raised up, and there was little scales on it. So there definitely is something fantastic about this girl that she does not know, something special. Right. This is going to be put out, I think, in a graphic novel form. So I'm excited because I won't have to wait for issues.
that's cool.
Yeah, but it looks gorgeous. If you want to get an idea, I mean, pick up Skybound X number 4 just to check out this story. I picked up the cover that had the artwork for this story on it because I didn't really care for, like, I mean, the Rick Grimes 3000s or 2000 stuff was kind of cool. You know, getting to see Rick Grimes with, you know, metal limbs fighting.
Lightsaber.
Yeah, fighting Negan with, like, his lightsaber Lucille bat. And, you know, that was kind of fun. But this story, this is one of the better things that I've read from the Skybound. This and Daniel Warren Johnson's little one shot. So, yeah, it was pretty awesome. So check it out.
All right, I am digging through a box here real quick.
Well, while you're doing that, I'll show these. If nobody got these, you better go to one of the stores and hunt them down. So these are those Peach Momoko covers. They kind of almost like look like con sketches, but like, you know, here's Wolverine, pretty amazing. Here's the Shang-Chi one, pretty awesome.
Nice.
And then here's the my favorite one. This is the Spider-Gwen one. So if you, I think she's doing these all month. They're Peach Momoko anime variants. So check those out. Here's a, can give a little sample of some of the artwork in Amazing Fantasy. So you can kind of see what's, you know, that's, this is the scene with Captain America. And then I'll show you the difference in style for Black Widow. This is the, you know, same artist, just looks completely different.
That's cool.
The Black Widow series. And then here's the Spider-Man, you know. So pretty fun. So good picks. I feel like we probably wouldn't have mattered what we picked. There's a lot of good books this week.
Yeah. So I just went through my Green Lantern box and I'm like, I know I have dupes in here. So I'm adding to the pile of giveaways tonight.
Okay.
A Silver Age Green Lantern 60, 53, and 48. So somebody's going to get those in that box too.
That's awesome.
So, because it wouldn't be a box for me if there wasn't Green Lantern in it. Right. Ted, yes, I know about the dollar books. We just switched them out like a week ago. So hopefully you've been up there to dig through those. Unfortunately, Cranberry does not have a lot of room, so we don't get to swap those out as much as we would like to.
But every once in a while, you do like an outdoor thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, when we do the Labor Day cookout, we'll probably bring some extra boxes and set them out there.
Yeah.
At least that's the plan. So.
Yeah, weather permitting, right?
Yeah. Yep. So, all right, cool. So now we're going to talk about some comic stuff, like our comic collections. So the reason this whole came up for me was I have finished 1 to 100. A Green Lantern, Silver Age. So for not going to a con for, I don't know what, almost a year and a half, like an indoor figure show.
Yep.
I had only needed two going into that show. I needed 3 and 36. And I found them in 20 minutes. I was like, oh man, like I really like I took X amount of money out of the ATM and I took my buddy to his first convention ever. And so I go to like 2 or 3 booths first that I know are like guys that I wanted to say hi to anyway. And the I found the 100 or the I found the 3 like almost immediately. Yeah. Actually, I had 2 in a box and I was like, I just need one of these. and then I looked at everybody else and nobody had a 36. And I finally meet, and I will give it, I'm excited that the guy I bought it from is a buddy of mine. His name's Mick. He owns Multiverse Comics down in Parkersburg, West Virginia. And I said, well, first I was like, hey man, how you doing? I haven't seen you in like 3 years. And he was like, good. And I was like, hey, you have any Green Lantern Silver Age? Because he's like, oh, I'll check the box. So I did, nothing in there. I'm like, nope, nothing in there. And I'm like, I just need a number 36. And he goes, hold on a second. He goes behind this, under his booth, and he's digging through a box, and he pulls out this pile of shit that he hasn't priced yet. And he's like flipping through, and he's like, this one, robot arm. And I'm like, that's it. That's it right there. And it worked out a price. And not really. I just said, whatever you want for this is fine because it finishes my collection. So, I gave him some money. And then I spent 4 or 5 hours walking around the con. And it was out in Dayton. It was Gem City. It was a great show. And weirdly, this is a con first for me. Side note, one of the vendors there died. He was 28. He had a heart attack.
At the show?
At the show. During the show.
Wow.
One of the artists found him in the bathroom. I was like, holy crap.
That's sad.
I've never, yeah. I can now chalk a new thing on my bucket list of be at a con where a vendor dies. Like,
wow,
that is crazy. I told the promoter, cause I knew him, I'm like, I do not want to be in your shoes right now. Like, I hope to never be in those shoes. Like, I was just like, holy crap, man. Like, whatever you need, let me know. And he's like, okay. So basically he just wanted me to go drinking with him later while he soaked the stars. It was very crazy. And the weirder part was the guy was by himself. Like he didn't even have another dude at the booth. Like they took the booth down and hid it somewhere in the convention center.
Wow.
But it was nuts, man. I've never seen that happen before. So my sympathy go out to his family, and that's rough. But other than that, it was outside of that awkward moment. The show was very good. The show was laid out well. It was pretty busy in there. It looked like it was back to the swing of things. They had just moved the show from, it's usually in April. This is the first time they've done it in July. And it did well. So.
Nice.
It'll be fun. Saw some artists, saw some publishers. Hung out with Dan Mendoza, who's the guy that did Zombie Tramp. He actually now has the rights back from Action Lab for Zombie Tramp, and he's Kickstartering it again. So if you guys are into Zombie Tramp, go check that out. He also does Psycho Baby, which is pretty good. And I hung out with like Matt Horak, who has done, you know, like Punisher and Spider-Man Deadpool, a couple of things. And he's having another kid. So hooray. So that's awesome. Good for them. So that was some good news that came out of this.
Well, good for you. I mean, you finished that run. That's awesome.
Oh, so. I was not expecting for that to happen either. And it was just like, boom. And I was like, and then my friend looks at me and goes, now what are you going to buy? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. So that's what kind of spurred this conversation up. Before I figure out what I'm going to do next, I think I'm going to do Iron Man 1-100 because he's my Marvel guy. And outside of 1 in 55, that probably won't be that hard. So do you have a collection that you are currently trying to hit the whole run of, and what is it? And then when you finish it, what's the next one you're going to go on to?
Well, I have like my obtainable one. And then my one that's like, yeah, one day if I'm lucky, my one is my Uncanny X-Men. I have, I think maybe almost 600 issues of Uncanny X-Men. Wow. So that's a pretty good run of Uncanny X-Men. I've just recently started chipping away at some of the lower issues, you know, when it was just called X-Men. I've gotten some good issues. The obviously Giant Size X-Men is like my grail issue, especially being a huge Colossus fan. So to have that book would be, you know, if I never finished my Uncanny X-Men run, but I was able to get a Giant Size X-Men, then I would feel pretty good. My obtainable one is, I've always been an Ultimate Spider-Man fan since the day it came out. I have, you know, 1 through 136 for that first volume. And then when it was Bagley and Bagley left and they brought in that LaFuente to do the art. I'm not a big fan of his art. And it's a big shock too when you go from Bagley to, you know, anime for Peter, but he would just draw Spider-Man's head as just a circle, you know, and it was just really weird. When he was Peter Parker, he had, you know, some shape and definition to his head, but when he had the mask on, he's just a circle. So I had those. I got rid of those a long time ago when they weren't anything. I got rid of those in Ultimate Fallout. Before it was anything.
Sad.
Before anybody cared, you know. So that would be kind of my grail on the Ultimate Spider-Man side, would be to get to finish the other volumes when it changed to like Ultimate Comics, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to get those, get the stuff through Miles, and then get my Ultimate Fallouts back. I have, you know, second prints and Halloween Comic Fest prints of that, but you know, I want the first print. Right. So that's my
I see what you mean with the Fuente.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. His style, and it's weird too, because like he just started doing covers for Deadly Class, and I'm like, wow, that looks so much better. So it's, you know, never give up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, hold on. I'm going to share it so everybody can
see. Yeah, if you have an image of it.
I just got to get around it.
If I throw up on camera. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so pretty bad. Square, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked what he did with Spider Girl or Spider Woman, whatever she was.
Yeah. That was the clone from the which that's one of my favorite things that they did was they took Bendis was like, hey, remember the Clone Saga and how everybody was pissed off because it was Ben Reilly and all this stuff and it sucked. He's like, I'm going to make a new Spider-Man Clone Saga and it's going to be good. And it was freaking amazing. So that's one of my favorite things of that whole run. So
yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
All right. So what are your top three books you don't have in your collection that you need before you die?
Okay. So obviously Giant Size X-Men, I need Amazing Spider-Man 300. I don't have a copy of it. And then probably X-Men number one.
Like original X-Men.
Original X-Men number one, yeah. Okay. With Snowball, Iceman, and all that. Yeah, those would be my three books.
That's some good books right there.
Yeah, some big money.
Yeah, yeah. Mine would be Showcase 22, which is the first Hal Jordan. Mm-hmm. So that's some big money.
Yeah.
I thought of this earlier and I was like, oh, this is easy, and then I'm like, no. No, it's not.
It's hard.
Yeah. Probably the Tales of Suspense Iron Man first appearance.
Yeah.
And then, oh, man. Probably, I really want the first Medusa cover. It's not the first Inhumans, but it's like two issues after that. It's got that Medusa cover, that Romita Sr. Medusa cover.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I love it so much. I love it, love it, love it. That would probably be mine, because I really love the Inhumans quite a bit. So if not that one, my honorable mention would probably be whatever Carol Danvers' first appearance is in Captain Marvel. I don't think she's in one. I think it's in like...
No.
I think it's a couple down the line. I'm going to look it up real quick.
Okay. While you're looking it up, Mike said his collection, he's got all the 100s for Spider-Man. So 100, 200, 300, and so forth. cool. What he really wants is
Marvel Superheroes 13 is what I'm looking for.
Okay.
That's my honorable mention book.
He wants Black Cat's first appearance and Mary Jane's. Black Cat's first appearance is probably more doable than
Mary Jane's
first
appearance. We have that in the store sometimes. Like, you should totally check that out. In fact, I'm pretty sure there's one in one of the stores right now, to be honest.
Oh.
Which one? I don't know, but
I will call around for Mike and find out. Ron got me. He's Werewolf by Night 32. I'd love to have that book. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to see an 86. Yeah. Hold on.
Got me, and he said Green Lantern 86. Yeah. He has one.
He got one, or he's looking.
Yeah, he got one. I found him one.
Yeah, but do you have 85 to go with it? Because 85 is the actual money. That's the Speedy's a junkie.
That's the one 86. Where he's like tapped up and ready to go. Yeah. He's like
86 is the follow up.
Yeah,
and then 87 is. The John Stewart.
Yep.
So.
Oh, he said he is usually people buy all three. Yeah.
Well, I happen to actually have a second one, so maybe we can work that out, Ron. maybe.
Carl said he's looking for Strange Tales 110. So that's Doctor Strange, right?
Yep.
What else?
Swamp Thing 37 for Dan. Nice.
Amazing Fantasy 15. Yeah, Amazing Fantasy 15, Carl. We're all looking for it. I mean, if you want one.
Right.
We could just sell both of our houses and then go halvesies.
Right. Oh, Swamp Thing 37's the Constantine, right?
Do we still have the Amazing Spider-Man number one that's like graded at like a 4.0 in the store?
I don't think so. I think it's sold on eBay.
Okay. So. Yeah, we had it for like 10 grand or 13 or something like that.
I think it was 13. I think we got it too on
eBay, which
is nice.
Nice.
So
yeah, those are all Strange Tales 110. Damn you, Carl. I kind of want that too.
Yep.
Some good it wouldn't be enough. You're right.
Yep. What else are you guys looking for? Come on. This is awesome. So we have 10 people watching right now. This is also good. I also find it awesome that we picked up 2 subscribers midstream today.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, make sure you guys hit the subscribe thing too, because like Ron said that he got a notification that we were on. We came on a few minutes late because we got our wires crossed, but
also make sure you guys like it too, because that'll let people know to check it out.
Yeah, so I mean it's really helped because it's growing. We've only been on YouTube for what, 2 months now, 2.5 months, and
we've got maybe a little more than that. Maybe
we've got 62 subscribers. Like that's pretty freaking cool. So
right.
I don't know. Amazing Spider-Man 122. That's not Death of Gwen Stacy, right? Is it?
Yeah. Pretty sure that is.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good get. They also reprinted it in a Marvel Tales. But like the background color on the cover is off. It's weird. It's
probably the only time I ever cried reading a comic book.
You didn't know?
I didn't know. So like when I had first started reading comic books, you know, I was reading all kinds of stuff. I was reading X-Men, I was reading Spider-Man, but I was reading from a certain point. When I had gone back and got like those thick black and white, you know, essentials, I'm like, I'm going to start Spider-Man at the beginning. So I'm reading through and I'm like, oh my God, why do people like Mary Jane? Gwen Stacy is so much better. And then it happened and I was like devastated. I did not see it coming at all. And they really and I think we talked about this before, they really captured that very well in that Andrew Garfield movie. It's the only part that's actually really good. Like, you really, you felt it. So
I forget who I was talking to over the weekend, but somebody, I might have been my buddy who I was staying with in Columbus. He did not know that that was like a thing that happened in the comics. And he was like, I really hated that scene. So I really wanted her to live longer. I'm like, whoa, bro, we all did. I was like, and then I had to explain to him that they kind of jacked it up in the first, like in the first Spider-Man, like with Tobey Maguire. And like, I was like, that was the real scene. Like, but I thought they did it justice in the Amazing Spider-Man as well.
Yeah. So. Yeah, Mike was talking about he wants to get them all the proposals for Mary Jane, and there was the one trying to think of what the issue number was, but it was the one where he was fighting, I think it was Stilt Man, or it might have been, actually it was a Spider Slayer, I think, but he was in Pittsburgh. I thought
it was Smythe. No, it's
yeah, I think it was Smythe.
It's Robo Smythe. Yeah. It's like a yellow cover. Ron Friends drew it, I think.
Yeah. He's in Pittsburgh. And Peter proposes to Mary Jane in the old Pittsburgh International Airport.
Yep.
I think that's amazing. Carl, you already have a 361. Oh, a 316. Okay. I was like, 361, he already has that.
I would say that I would try to get my X-Factor run done, but I already have a full volume of the first, the biggest run. I actually have both. Actually, I think I have all the X-Factor runs, to be honest with you. I might be missing one or two from like the Peter David single issues, but that's because I read most of it in trade form. But then I remember like all the pre-legacy number issues were in a set at the Mills. And I was like, fuck it. I just bought it anyway. It's like, I already have you, but whatever. Yeah. So, yep.
I think Carl got his 361 at our store, and then him and I sent books out to get graded. You ready? You want to know when?
Sure.
February.
Are they still not back?
They're still not back. I emailed them.
You're not going to get back to like October?
No, it's probably going to be later. So you ready? Wow. I emailed them. They said pressing is at a 164 business day lead time. Business Holy days. Crap. After pressing, grading is a 116 day business day lead time.
So a year. You're gonna get it back in a year. Yeah.
Just in time for the next pandemic.
Right. Ron needs an Alpha Flight number one. We should be able to get him that. We see those a lot. Next time I see him, I'll let you know. Or if you're not busy and you want to drive to Ohio on Sunday, there's going to be some vendors there that might have some of this stuff. So you guys know.
Plus, we've got
Neo.
Plus, we've got the Outdoor Light Con.
We do. With a bunch of color vendors for that, too.
So,
Don Simpson's going to be there.
Oh, nice. Awesome. That's always fun when he comes.
I love Don.
So,
he's the only people that's a little more sarcastic than I.
I met him for the first time at one of our cons when we were at the mall still.
Nice.
And we were doing him there. Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. Tim introduced me to him because I guess Tim's a big fan of his. So the other Tim. Yeah. No, I'm not talking in like third person or anything. So we have two Tims.
Hibbard. Tim Hibbard is a big
fan. You all met him last week.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yeah, we'll probably have him on again. It was fun having him on.
All right, so I like this chat. I like where it's come. Ooh, Silver Surfer 3. Nice. That's kind of a not easy one to find right now.
Yeah.
But also, so we need to figure out how we're going to pick this winner. So many people have commented. I think Carl and Ron are in the running for most comments. But I think anybody who commented today should get their name in the hat. So,
I mean, I have this app on my phone and I can basically just go in and put every person's name in once and then tap it and see. I'll show you how it works real quick. So I use it for the drawing so this is my July prize pool. And basically when I tap it, it came up with a person's name. So like that was Carl's. He probably wishes he probably wishes that would have came up during the comic thing, because then he would have won. But I can make one real quick and put everybody
name in the hat for the comic giveaway, Ron.
Yeah, so let's see. So we got Ron, and then we've got
Carl.
We've got
Michael.
Mike.
You got
We have two mics. Hold on 1 second. We've got I'm gonna put Bori because that's his last name, and then we have Barilla.
And Barilla, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got those two guys. We've got Dan.
Yeah.
We had we have Ted. Is that the is that his name? Who else do we got?
I'm looking. I'm going back through.
I think that might be
it in the chat.
Yeah, I mean, I think I commented a few times, so
yeah, besides you and me,
probably
that's pretty much it for the thing. So
yeah,
if anyone else is out there and wants to get their name in the hat, now they gotta put you get a few more seconds here to put your name in the chat or to comment in the chat. So I'm sitting there like dropping some stuff off at the booth, Todd, or at the show, and he had another one of these sitting on the like at the booth, and I was like, just bought one of those. And my buddy was like,
creeps me
what's
out.
he's like what does it what can I see that? And I was like, here you go. Yes, it is a creepy Superman cover. And he was just like, this is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. I'm like, yes it is.
It's pretty messed up.
Yep.
I mean, hey, what's up? Do you need a Superman in your life?
Hey, little kid, do you want to snuggle? I mean, what?
It's and what's the whole idea? What's the story Super behind snuggles? That book? Like, what's the real story?
I didn't read it. I didn't read it yet. I might read it
later. I'm scared to open it.
My dying wish is to know your secret identity and say you're Clark Kent. It's a lie. It's a lie. Such an awkward cover. So you'd think they would have done it like it'd be different if he was just ripping the shirt, but the pants are gone and it's like you know, it's full suit. It's a little weird.
Well, you want to do this?
This is it. Yep. You ready?
Want to do this? All right.
Yep.
Let's do this. So here we go. I got it up. Continue.
Dun, 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 dun,
all right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
Ready?
It comes
here we
up.
Go.
It's me.
Oh.
Just kidding. I made a fake one. So okay, this is the real one.
Right.
It's called the video one. So all right. Here so here we go. Right? Ready? Mike
nice.
Gorilla, congratulations. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Mike Gorilla is the winner. Now remember, we're at 62. So we are very close to, we're on our way to 100. We get to 100, I said I would
we'll
buy
do this again at 100.
Well, at 100,
and,
I said,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will buy a $100 gift card for one lucky person, and we'll do the same thing. We'll do it the same way when we have that issue or that episode. We'll have everybody comment and we'll do a pick from the people that commented.
So Mike, because I'm not gonna get anywhere near Tim for another probably week, the earliest, I believe you're a waterfront guy, right? He's a waterfront
he
guy?
Is yeah.
Okay, cool. I will bring it not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, I will be at the waterfront, and I'll have everything together there for you, and you can pick it up. Yep. It'll be a freaking good time.
And then you said get one of those portfolios.
I have an extra one here, actually.
Oh, you have one. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually might – I was thinking about it, and I might have an extra, like, designer one. If I can figure out if I definitely have that or not, I will –
okay.
Easily toss it in a cool designer one instead of just a boring regular one. Nice. Bare minimum, it's going to be in a black store folio. For those of you who don't know what a Storfolio looks like this. This is my darkness one that I got from.
They're like magnetically.
Yeah. And they like, they just do this and then they open up, and there's some, if they're art ones, it's cool art. And then they store a bunch of books in there. This has like 15 different, it'll hold like 15 bagged and boarded books.
Usually people take them to cons, and then when they buy books, they'll stuff them down in there so they don't bend them or mess them up. So
I know dudes who take those when they go dollar diving and they toss
them. Oh, really?
Dollar diving. And I'm like, really, man? Like, you really, you really need to toss it in there. But I know some guys, there was actually a guy in your store. He came up from, he's normally a Coliseum Comics guy down in Florida. And he was like, is it cool if I use this? I'm like, they're dollar books, dude. Sure.
Ron was actually saying he found, when we were doing the show before, in our dollar bins, he found a Marvel Team Up 65 in our dollar bins, which is first U.S. appearance of Captain Britain. Yeah. So, I guess I would bring my portfolio too then, I guess.
Yeah.
Find some good ones.
Every once in a while, you find a good one.
Plus, we probably have the best dollar bins that I've ever been to. I mean, there's stuff that's bagged and boarded. You set big chunks of stuff. Stuff that's in really great condition. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I think that, and we rotate the dollar stocks too. So, like, I do agree to that. I also think it depends on what store or what you're looking for. Because I had people that were like, oh, this store's really picked over. And then I'm like, really? Because they just found this, like, key book in there. And then it'd be like, oh, this other store's really picked over. And I'm like, really? Because they found this in there. Like a $15 book in there today. You know, so new stuff's getting added to all of them all the time. So it's not like anything's truly picked over. And a lot of the same dollar diver guys go to every store. So,
yeah.
Oh, and don't forget the basement sale is the second to last Saturday in September. It's the or it might be the last one. It's like the 25th, 26th or something.
I also got a notice right now from Jordan Blum. He said the 26th. So he'll be on the 26th. Cool. So for anybody that doesn't know, Jordan Blum wrote the MODOK miniseries that came out over the last year, which was fantastic. And John's favorite, he did the Hulu. He co-wrote that with Patton Oswalt. So two things. One, we're going to get to talk about that with this awesome creator, and that's amazing. And two, maybe, just maybe, if he likes us enough, maybe he'll get us in touch with Patton Oswalt. And we'll have him on our show. Maybe. I don't know.
So, speaking of Patton Oswalt, so I realized a weird thing last night. So, my wife is rewatching United States of Tara. I don't know if you guys have ever watched that show, but Patton Oswalt is a character of the show, but so is Brie Larson. So, now you have two people that went on to do something really cool, MCU-ish.
Yeah.
In this awesome TV show that was on Showtime. It's very, very good. It's like young Brie Larson when she was like 20. And for those people who say she can't act or she can't, or she's very dry all the time, you should watch a show because she's definitely not. So this is actually my first experience with her when we first watched it years ago. And that's why I liked her when she got announced. I was like, hell yeah, this is awesome. Oh, yeah. She also put out a new workout video because she's getting ready for Marvels. Holy crap. That is intense.
But you know what? I was watching her. She was like, look, I'm doing a one-arm pull-up. And I'm like, yeah, if I weighed 75 pounds, I could probably do that too. You know?
So, wow.
Is it wrong that if we did have Patton Oswalt on that I would just want to talk King of Queens all day?
No. No, that's probably fine.
I'd want to talk that in his Star Wars filibuster from Parks and Rec.
We're just not allowed to talk about the Golden State Killer.
Okay.
Just at all. If you know why, then we're cool. If you don't, I'll tell you when we're done.
So. Okay. All right. I also want to say that our thoughts go out to Bob Odenkirk because he had a heart incident and he's in the hospital. So I hope he gets better soon.
Yeah, man, because he only has like 3 or 4 more episodes to film. This is the final season of Better Call Saul. That'll be weird.
And I've loved him from, you know, writing on SNL and writing for The Simpsons with Conan O'Brien.
Did you ever watch Mr. Show?
Yeah.
With him and David Cross. Oh, man, did I love Mr. Show. That was awesome.
Yeah, two really great comedic minds.
Yeah. So,
but, okay, cool.
Cool. Well, thanks, good everybody, show. For watching tonight. It was a great show. You. Oh, my God. I love it when everybody's commenting and we're having a lot of fun. If you guys have questions you want to ask Mr. Ron Friends for next week, make sure you prep them and have them ready.
Yeah.
For anyone who has an idea of you know, for a show theme for us or a topic they want us to discuss, just post it on our Facebook group. Hit us up on Twitter, one or the other. And we'll take it from there. So.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great night. And again, congratulations, Mike, on your win. And you'll get that stuff here in a week and a half. Bye-bye. Bye,
everybody.